Training Camp 2012, presented by Xfinity here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's Training Camp Live. It's a move the ball period. Bo Wolf down on the field. Set the scene for us.
All right, Dave, we got the first offense going up against the two defense here on the move the ball drill. We are live. Last time they went move the ball live, the first team offense drove down the field and scored in three successive plays. Let's see if they can back that up, although they're starting a little bit further back than they did last time.
All right, so it's Michael Vick in the shotgun. Jackson in motion. McCoy, the single back. McCoy gets the screen pass, heads up the field, and is brought down after a nice gain there. Brandon Hughes with the tackle.
And LeSean McCoy said the first day he arrived here at training camp that one of his goals this year is to be a little bit more involved in the passing game. You see a good effort there.
What's the gain there, Bo?
That was about a 15-yard gain, maybe a little bit more.
Okay. I've seen a lot, it seems, a lot of the screen game in this training camp period. All right, now Vic is under center. You see Michael Kendricks, number two in the nickel, and a nice cutback run there from McCoy. Picks
but
up
also a good
yards.
Job sealing the outside there by Kendricks. Even though he didn't make the tackle, he funneled Shady back towards the middle.
For a gain of how much?
That was a short gain. Looks like about three or four.
Okay. So what's the situation? Second down?
Second down. Remember, we got the two defense out here. So right now, Brandon Graham is on the left side playing defensive end with the twos. Dixon in the middle with Phillip Hunt on the right.
All right. Under center, play action fake. Vic throws right side, completed to Jeremy Macklin. Yeah, to Jeremy Macklin for a first down.
Oh, Macklin just like went off the field.
Oh, boy. Looks like his hand, his wrist.
Yeah, looks like he got hit in the arm. We, of course, do not want to speculate. But he went right off.
All right, now Vic under center here.
Marvin McNutt gets the reps instead, working with the first-team offense. Another chance for the rookie to impress.
So now it's a handoff inside to Deion Lewis around the left side. A good play there from Jaquan Jarrett. Looks like, is that Jaquan Jarrett who comes up from the secondary?
Yes, it was. Jaquan Jarrett and Brandon Hughes. You also saw Danny Watkins coming around as the pulling guard there.
All righty, now what's the scene for us, Bo? What's the down and distance?
Second and looks like about eight on the 40-yard line.
All right, so Vic now under center. Throws to the left side, and a falling down catch. Incomplete, actually. Looks like it was intercepted or incomplete, and it looks like that was Akeem Jordan in coverage.
Yeah, it looked like that was going to be a catch, and we are going to roll with it as if it was a catch. So Brett Brackett gets the benefit of the doubt there. He continues to make plays not just with the twos but with the ones. Michael Vick has shown that he is not afraid to go to the big fella from Penn State.
So did they give him the catch, Bo?
They did. Okay, so now we got first and 10 on the looks like about 27-yard line, 25.
All right, now it's Michael Vick now under center. Harbor in motion. And that's probably going to be an early jump from Dixon unless he says the offensive line jumping early. And we'll wait to see what
it looks like. We're giving that one to the offense.
So it's a defensive jump.
It's a defensive jump, so now we got second and five from the 23.
All right. Good work from the Eagles offense. Who's at wide receiver now? DeSean Jackson, I see him out there.
DeSean Jackson, Jason Vaughn in the slot, and once again Marvin McNutt outside, covered by Brandon Hughes on the near side here.
Okay. This time it's Vic in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Deion Lewis, who breaks some tackles, does a nice job just getting back near the line of scrimmage, Bo.
Yeah, you would say in the beginning of the play, nice job from Baron Boykin to read it and come in right away, but unable to secure the shifty Deion Lewis, and Deion does a good job getting back, as you said, to the line of scrimmage.
All righty, so it's third down here and about eight, you say? About five?
Third and about four.
Okay. Third and four, that's the working on that. This is the third and medium. Eagles struggled in third and medium last year big time. Vic play action fake, looking, throwing complete. And McCoy making people miss all the way down to about the 5 yard line, 6-7 yard line, first and goal for the Eagles offense.
Yeah, we'll call it first and goal at the 7.
So that's what you want to see, LeSean McCoy in the open field. Beautiful job, and Jeremy Macklin back on the field. That is great news. Bryce Brown taking a rep with the first team now. Oh, it's so good to see Jeremy Macklin back on the field. That was a little bit scary, people.
Yeah, I'm glad to have him out here. It looked like maybe kind of a bruise on the arm there.
All right, so it's first and goal from about the 7 yard line.
Let's see Bryce Brown hit the hole hard here.
Which he hasn't done, but there he does.
And that is a touchdown.
Scores. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's Bryce Brown making a play, coming right at you and getting a rep with the ones, people. And Bryce Brown making it happen, capping off a drive by the first team offense in this move the ball period. Very impressive by the Eagles offense, Bo. After early in the practice, the defense dominated, not this time at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, we see in the live drills here, the move the ball, which is really the most live you're going to get. It's a real drive. Once again, the offense takes advantage of the second team defense. Andy Reid actually talked about that in his press conference today. So far, the ones have been dominating the twos. Let's see if the one defense can keep that up.
All right, so Brown stays in with Deion Lewis. He really, I think, I don't know, Bo, you tell me, but it seems to me that Brown has really kind of separated himself now, at least in terms of getting the number of reps as the third team running back.
I totally agree. It actually, as much as we were all looking forward to this running back competition, it pretty much seems like you can almost pen in Deion Lewis for the two and Bryce Brown for the three here, barring any injury.
All right, here we go. So it's first and 10 for the two offense led by Mike Kafka against the one defense.
Yep, Brown in the backfield once again.
Play action fake and sack. There's Mike Kafka holding on to the football a little bit too long.
We've seen it a little bit too much of that throughout training camp. There's no question about it. He continues to not get rid of the ball, and if he doesn't have somebody open, at some point you got to get rid of it and not take the sack.
So now what we have here, Bo, second and what?
Second and I'm going to say about 14, 15.
Okay. From the where? From what yard line?
From the 16 or so.
All righty.
Sorry, the 26 or so.
Okay, so it's Kafka in the shotgun looking, stepping up and throwing underneath for Brown. Bryce Brown, another big gain there.
Absolutely. The kid just makes plays, Dave. You know, sometimes when you call a guy out, you're right.
Hey, I think I'm right most of the time. So he makes plays, but would you call him a playmaker?
I would. I think that's fair to say. A guy with his tools, his skill set. Let's not give him playmaker yet. Let's say he has the ability to be a playmaker.
All righty. I like it. So is it a first down here?
First down.
All righty. First down. Kafka under center.
If I remember correctly, that is the first down against the one defense.
Play action fake and completion to Brackett. Nate Allen there with the stick, but Brett Brackett holding on. Nice pitch and catch from Kafka to Brackett.
If we're going to give you the credit for Bryce Brown, Dave, I'm going to take the credit for Brett Brackett.
All right. It's done well. Certainly is giving the Eagles coaching staff something to think about.
Now, once again, we talked about this before. This is Dallas Reynolds at center with the second team. During 7-on-7s, Julian Vanderbilt was taking all the snaps.
And here's Chris Polk with a nice run. Very nice run. Breaking tackles down the right side. A nice gain for Chris Polk.
He's a guy who's not afraid of contact. There's no question about that. You know, one of the reasons that he got that banged-up shoulder in college was because he was always leading with the shoulder. He's a physical runner who wants the contact.
So it's first down, I imagine, for the offense. Where are they, Bo?
Yes, first down at the 39-yard line.
At their own 39 or the defense's 39?
39 going in.
So a couple of nice plays there. Bryce Brown, the catch and run. Completion to Brackett. Chris Polk with a nice run. First down, Kafka under center. Drop back, play action fake. Throws to the left side. And that ball complete to Chad Hall working against Nate Allen.
Yep, gain of about 4 or 5.
Okay, nice safe route. It's a good throw where Allen, who had pretty good coverage there, could not get to the football.
Yeah, listen, you know, as a safety, you're going to give up a four-yard pass on first down.
All righty, here we go. Kafka now in the shotgun, looking over the defense, pointing out the potential blitzes.
Good discipline by the D-line there.
Eagles showing blitz. Handoff inside for Polk. Tough yardage inside. That seems to be where Polk really seems to thrive.
That was a nice run. He came off the block there just from behind him and then peeked out and found the hole. Good job there. Now we have third and one.
Great situation to find out about your fullback here. Are the Eagles in a single back set?
Still single back, yes, three wide.
And Polk gets the carry, and Polk gets the first down, and then some.
Yeah, nice job by him.
Really running. The Eagles have run the football very well in this training camp.
Who says Andy Reid doesn't like to run the football?
I'll tell you, it makes you wonder, does he want to run the ball just a little bit more this year?
Well, you know, if you've got this many running backs who can carry the rock, maybe that's where you do it.
You know, we talk about how Bryce Brown has separated himself only because he's played so well. I mean, boy, I'll tell you what, Chris Polk has been nothing short of outstanding as well.
Well, it looks like we had an offensive penalty there, so now we're back in a third and 11 situation.
All right, third and 11 for the Eagles. Derek Landry in pressure, but the screen pass to Bryce Brown. Bryce Brown down the field. How close is he to the first down, Bo?
I think he got it. Looks like he did. And the drive continues. This has been the Brown and Polk show all day long.
A nice read on the blitz, getting it off. We've seen the screen pass used so often in this training camp. Eagles using it again here today.
And as I talked to Bryce Brown a couple of days ago, and he and Deion Lewis were both talking about how important the passing game is in this offense. In this offense, you can't be a running back unless you're able to make plays in the passing game.
So it's Iguanu. Is that how you pronounce his name? Iguanagu.
Emil Iguanagu.
Emil is in front of Brown here, and the back's in the I formation. Play action fake, throw quickly to the left side. Incomplete pass there for Damaris Johnson.
Yeah, it looked like either Damaris didn't stop exactly where he needed to, or Kafka just didn't hit him in the right spot.
All right, so we've got a second and 10. Where's the line of scrimmage, Bo?
Ball is at the 28.
All right, 28-yard line. Personnel coming in and out. Brown in the backfield. Kafka under center. Number one defense on the field. And it's a delayed handoff for Brown. And there goes Bryce Brown again.
You know what? Maybe it's not too early to call him a playmaker.
He's a training camp playmaker.
That's fair.
Is that a first down run?
And it's a first down. We got first down at the 15-yard line.
Bo, is Bryce Brown fast? I mean, when you're looking at him down there, is he fast? Is it deceiving? Describe him.
Well, that's actually interesting because I talked to Deion Lewis about that. And the first thing he said after Bryce Brown's good day of practice on Sunday was he was watching from the sideline, and Bryce Brown is so deceptively fast, he said, because he's a big body.
I wonder if he reminds me of Herschel Walker. How about that? Just from a style standpoint.
Wow, we're going to go all the way to Herschel Walker here.
From playmaker
to Herschel Walker, Bryce Brown.
Just from the style. He kind of glides.
He's a bigger back for sure.
Yeah. Now Chris Polk in. Eagles changing the personnel a little bit.
That was a gain of 3. Second and 7 here.
Under center, Kafka looking over the defense. Forward in motion. Hand off to Polk, tries the left side. Eagles defense rises up for no gain.
Good stop there. How about this? Ali Ogbu getting a rep with the first team defense.
Yeah, D'Amico Ryans makes the play there with Ali Ogbu, who's shown up a little bit here in the one-on-ones.
Frank Trotter as well. So it looks like we're just getting that full defensive line rotation. Also, Vinny Curry at right end right now. And it looks like Phillip Hunt on the left side.
All righty. Third down, long for the Eagles offense. Kafka in the shotgun. Backs are split. Flanking Kafka. Takes the snap. Has some time. Steps up, throws underneath. Ball is complete. And a first down at the 1-yard line, completion to Chris Polk. You're right, Bo. It's been Polk and Brown and Polk, and the Eagles offense doing a terrific job.
I believe they've been the only ones to touch the ball other than the the drop by Damaris Johnson and one four-yard completion to Chad Hall. This has been all Brown and Polk.
Yeah, good drive, and good to see Kafka do this against the blitz. He's managing the huddle well. Now you have a chance with Ike in front of Emil in front of Polk, and let's see what they do. Tries the left side, nowhere. Probably loses a yard.
Yep, loses a yard. Frank Trotter with the play inside.
Yeah, the Eagles are really deep up front. But I say, when you have a coach like Jim Washburn, anybody with talent, you're going to see the best of that football player.
So second and goal from the two here. Let's see if they can punch this in after an impressive drive, if they can make it count.
Second and two for the Eagles. At the two-yard line, second and goal. Let's see what we've got here. Play action. Kafka rolls to the right side, throws it to the right corner, and there's Brett Brackett with a touchdown catch.
My man, Brett Brackett. I got a feeling we may be hearing a little bit more about him later on the Eagles report.
Well, let's tune in for that one, and we thank you very much there, Bo. And that is the conclusion of our goal-to-goal situation here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. 'Cause freedom don't come free.